நாராயணம் நமஸ்கிருத்யம் நரம் சைவ நரோத்தமம் தேவீம் சரஸ்வதீம் வ்யாஸம் தத்தோ தயாமுதீரயே நஷ்ட ப்ராயேஷு அவத்ரேஷு நித்யம் பாகவத சேவயா பாகவதே உத்தம ஸ்லோகே பக்தி பவதி நஷ்ட கீ கிருஷ்ணாய வாசுதேவாய தேவகீ நந்தனாய ச நந்த கோப குமாராய கோவிந்தாய நமோ நம.
We are reading today from Canto 11, Chapter 14, Verse 22. Please repeat after me.
Dharma satyadayo peto vidya va tapasanvita madbhaktya petamatmanam நாசம்யக்க ப்ரபுநீதிஹி தர்மஹ சத்யாதயோபேதோ வித்யா வா தபஸான்விதா மத்பக்த்யா பேதமாத்மானாம் நாசம்யக்க ப்ரபுநீதிஹி தர்ம சத்ய தயோபேதோ வித்யா வா தபஸான்விதா மத்பக்த்யா பேதமாத்மானாம் நாசம்யக்க ப்ரபுநீதிஹி.
மாதாஜி,
தர்ம ரிலிஜியஸ் பிரின்சிபிள், சத்ய த ட்ரூத்ஃபுல்னஸ், தயா அண்ட் மர்சி, உபேதா எண்டவுட், வித்யா நாலேஜ், வா ஆர் தபசா வித் ஆஸ்டரிட்டி, அன்வித இண்டோர், மத் பக்தியா டிவோஷனல் சர்வீஸ் டு மீ, அப்பேதாம் பிரெப்ட் ஆஃப் ஆத்மானாம் கான்சியஸ்னஸ், நா நாட் சம்யக் கம்ப்ளீட்லி, ப்ரபுநதி பியூரிஃபைஸ் ஹே சர்டன்லி. டிரான்ஸ்லேஷன்: Neither religious activities endowed with honesty and mercy, nor knowledge obtained with great penance, can completely purify one's consciousness if they are bereft of loving service to me. Purport:
by the servants of Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Although pious, religious work, truthfulness, mercy, penances, and knowledge partially purify one's existence, they do not take out the root of material desire. Thus, the same desire will reappear at a later time. After an extensive program of material gratification, one becomes eager to perform austerity, acquire knowledge, perform selfless work, and in general, purify one's existence. After sufficient piety and purification, however, one again becomes eager for material enjoyment. When clearing an agriculture field, one must uproot the unwanted plants. Otherwise, with the coming of rains, everything will grow back as it was. Pure devotional service to the Lord uproots one's material desire, so that there is no danger of relapsing into degraded life of material gratification. In the eternal kingdom of God, loving reciprocation between Lord and his devotee is manifest. One who has not come to the stage of enlightenment must remain on the material platform, which is always full of discrepancies and contradiction. Thus, everything is incomplete and imperfect without the loving service to the Lord. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamne. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paschate Desatarane. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gauru Bhakta Binda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Once it so happened that I was supposed to attend an important meeting, and on that particular day I had my Bhagavatam class schedule also. So I was suggested by the authority that I should switch over my class with somebody else. So yesterday the same situation was, I was thinking if I may be asked. So I was, my understanding that day was, when I switched my class with somebody else, there were many speakers available to speak. So I was just thinking, there is always a speaker available. So the importance of the speaker is not so much. But what is the use if there are no listeners? So once I was hearing a class in Rasbihari temple, Juhu, there one devotee mentioned, what is the use of a washerman who has all good gadgets, good machines, good detergent, and all facilities of ironing. So he has a perfect laundry. What is the use of his laundry and a washing house if the place where he is residing is only occupied and the resident of that place or the village are the sadhus, those who don't wear clothes? So thank you all for being present here, giving me an opportunity to speak something about Krishna, devotee, dham, and basically to purify my own consciousness. Uddhava, in the previous chapter we have been hearing that he is inquiring, my Lord, you are about to leave, I also want to come with you. Lord suggests, no, you follow the principle. To the extent he went on saying, you take sannyas. And then he inquires, what is that? Please give some instruction for the foolish person in this material world so that they can be benefited. And what is the process which is best for a spiritual advancement?
And in this chapter, Krishna explained that devotional service to the Supreme Lord is the most excellent method of spiritual practice. And he also speaks about the process of meditation. In the previous word, the same thing again. Word ekaya, unalloyed, without any selfish motivation, the devotional service. So repeatedly the same thing is emphasized in the previous chapters, what we have been reading and listening. Just 500 years ago. Unfortunately, we are very selective when it comes to understanding of our history. Something happened just, for example, in 2008, the market crashed. Because we have seen this, we remember, we like it. 2008 it happened, now after 100 years, those who listen to this, they will be, because it is related to material activities. Because this is recorded. There was bomb blast, there was Hindu-Muslim riots. In 1947, there was partition, because it's recorded. In 1914 and 14 to 18, there was World War I. In 1939 to 45, there was World War II. And in 1920, the economy in US was roaring. In 1929, there was Great Depression. There was no investment. There was no consumption. There was no production. And resulting in 25% of the US youth were unemployed. And it was Great Depression. And 1556, Akbar, till 1605, ruled. And when it comes to 1486 and 1534, that the golden period when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, because the subject matter, though it is recorded by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, right? And the kind of a treasure it has, because it is not our matter of interest, we don't take it as seriously. But all other things recorded, because some of the things we have seen, our great grandfather, my grandmother has seen how the partition was so fearful. People were cut, and I believe, yes, it happened. Right? And so also, whatever is recorded, it happened. But when it comes to, so we are very selective. Why? Because it's not a matter of our interest. When it becomes a matter of our interest, then we believe what happened in 1486 till that time when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the same Lord, he appeared 500 years ago and he is offering obeisances to the character of this chapter, Uddhava. He is offering obeisances just 500 years ago. Why? Because the same Uddhava appeared as Paramananda Puri. Why he offered obeisances to him? Because he was god brother of his Guru Maharaj. Paramananda Puri was blessed. Anyone who drinks the water from his well will get love of God. The same benediction in the 11th canto is available to us. Anyone who hears with submissive heart from pure devotee, from prescribed scripture, this pastime of Bhagavad Gita will attain what? And develop transcendental loving service at the lotus feet of the Lord. Purification does not take place simply by acquiring knowledge. All of us have some intelligence. But we don't always act intelligently. Sometimes impulsively, sometimes self-destructively. And to use our intelligence better, we continuously need to hear better from self-realized soul, sadhus, and from wisdom books like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, to sharpen and strengthen our knowledge, our intelligence. We were fortunate
that 6,000 of us assembled at a holy place with the same purpose to acquire knowledge, get the mercy, and get the understanding of what the pure loving devotional service is. Because unless we have knowledge, our performance in the exam does not depend what kind of a pen, what make the pen is, what type of pen, how many pen we use, whether it was a Parker pen or Armandi pen. All these doesn't matter. The matter, what matter is what knowledge we have. And after giving the exam, what kind of a marks we get is also not really so much important. How we apply that knowledge in our day-to-day life, that is important. So we were fortunate that His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj in the Puri Dham imparted that knowledge in abundance. When He spoke about Mahavadanyaya, He spoke about Mahadham, He spoke about Mahabhagavatas, He spoke about Mahaprasad, and He spoke about Mahamantra. So, we were left with so much of treasure. But what do we do with that? We try and aspire living with those principles. Lord is very merciful. He came on the road. And only in this incarnation, Lord took a form of a sweeper. What to teach us? Sweeper! We have heard the Lord has become a boar. Abominable avatar. But here we can relate. What kind of sweeper He became? Why? He wanted to teach through Gundicha Mardanam. That unless you clean your heart, there is no question that Krishna would like to sit in your heart. Radha Gopinath Prabhu, however, was mentioning Krishna is sitting in our heart with closed nose. He was jokingly telling us. Why? Because we have lust, anger, greed, pride, illusion. And what to speak of some finer dirt, which is not really seen. It is there in the form of prestige, fame, recognition. And unless that is taken out, and what we heard from His Holiness, very, very important. The real advanced devotee is he who considered himself as the most fallen. And when we heard this, we genuinely, in that assembly, in that place, in that association, we genuinely believed, yes, he who thinks himself is most fallen is actually a real advanced. But when it comes to the testing time, we miserably fail. Sometime we very badly fail. Sometime we very subtly fail. Why I was not allowed to offer garland to Srila Prabhupada? Why that aarti did not come to me first? Why I was not offered the sitting place at a proper nearest or in a proper setting? Why was I not invited to an exclusive program? Why was I not allowed to speak on the offering day? At that time we forget that what we had heard in that dham from the lotus mouth of my guru or from a sadhu. The test of a devotee is he thinks himself that he is fallen. He is not. That is his advancement. Krishna is pure. But if we take shelter of that holy name which is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we will realize how pure Krishna is, how we can purify our consciousness by regularly taking shelter in a humble attitude by chanting His holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
we have taken this for granted. Whether it is really come from Goloka Prema Dhana, that is our disease. Lord's holy dham is very merciful. We heard so many glories. Even if you sleep there, it is beneficial. Even the sin committed by you are eradicated. Even the sin committed in the dham are eradicated. His Holiness Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj went on to saying up to the extent that even if you commit sins after coming from Golidham, they are eradicated. And we have taken this very, either literally or not understood the spirit of the glories of the Holy Dham. We also learned how dangerous it is to, again, taking the Holy Dham for granted. And how dangerous it is to take the association of devotees for granted. Kalakrishna Das was a classic example. He was constantly in association with the Lord. But he came, he became loose and gave himself to the Bhattacharya because of the temptation. But Lord protected him. Devotees of the Lord are more merciful than the Lord. Once, Naradji was visiting the Bhuloka. And he went to a house of a devotee. And devotee inquired, everything is going so well that I am able to perform my devotional activity, chanting the holy name, eating Krishna Prasad, rendering devotional service to the devotees, and also propagating the name of the Lord, but somehow or other I do not have a son. He just stopped. Narad Muni went to Narayan and asked, my Lord, please tell me, your devotee in Apatvi Lok, and he is a perfect example, but he doesn't have a son. How can he get one son? Narayan replied that he will get a son after 7 lifetime. Narad Muni heard. Now, after 40-50 years, he was on a second visit to the Prithvi Lok. And he was surprised that he saw that the same devotee has 10 sons and 100 grandchildren. Each one of them has 10. So he was bewildered. Narayan told me that this person has son in his prarabdha only after the same story we also hear in Srimad, read in page of Srimad Bhagavatam. Chitraketu Maharaj did not have in his prarabdha a son. But what happened? So Narad Muni went to Narayan and asked, my Lord, please explain to me how this happened. There the glory of the devotee is explained by Narayan. He said, I don't intervene when something is blessed or something is orchestrated by my devotee. It is between my devotee and the devotee. Some devotee, Angira Muni blessed, Narayan Muni blessed. Therefore, Chitraketu Maharaj got what he was not supposed to get. So the devotees of the Lord are more merciful than the Lord. We have all abandoned. Most of us has abandoned the Lord. And due to disconnected, we are suffering in this material world. Because this is a dukhalaya ashaswatam. And Krishna gives miseries or suffering to an immature devotee for his purification. And to a mature devotee, an advanced devotee, for his glorification. Devotee's laughing face does not mean absence of miseries. They have found how to deal with it, the way, on the basis of principle of the knowledge given in Bhagavad Gita and the Puranas. They transcend this miserable world.
we are miserable in this situation, most of us and most of the time. But how can we get out of this without the association of devotees? Again, Kala Krishna Das, he was dragged by hair by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Same way, the devotee, the Saranagati means that allowing devotees to drag us out from the clutches of Bhattahari, the Mayas, Maya, from the clutches of Maya. And what do the devotee and the Lord expect us after they have dragged us out? That we drag out others from that situation. We often speak about janma sarthak karya paropakar. There is nothing like sarthak janma. There is nothing like sarthak janma. It has to be coupled with karya paropakar. Acquiring knowledge has no value unless you share this, unless you live with those principles. Then when someone, we are all in the clutches of Bhattahari. Some devotees had dragged us from that situation. And what is the devotee expecting now? The devotee is expecting that we drag others, those who are in that situation. And that's how help His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Upad and our Guru and the other parampara, that so that we can be instrument. So this process of janma sarthak is complete only when we do paropakar. In the spiritual life, we are running a race against time. We are running towards Krishna. While running, we unnecessarily get competitive. This person is running faster. We become envious. Oh, I am running faster than this person. We get pride in both these situations. Rather than holding somebody's hand, let's run together. We all have to run this race. But we have a choice. What we want to be. Whether we want to get pride or we want to be envious. None. We just want to run together. That is the only way. Only in association we can make some progress. We are taking the association of devotees for granted. We have sometime, we take this katha, association, so much granted. Why? We consider the activity of eating purely an activity of eating, and so we lose interest. Why? Because sometimes become tasteless, sometimes we have eaten enough, and sometimes we don't relish it eating. But the day we realize it is not only eating, but it's a medicine for my purification, then we value. Otherwise, prolonged familiarity or easily availability makes us careless. Like you are working in a factory where you are surrounded with medicines. You don't really value medicine. But when you go to an area where there is a mahamari epidemic, then they realize what is the value of a medicine. So taking holy name, association, dham, and the glories of the Lord, pastime for granted, we have heard this so many times. It appears the same old stuff. Till the time we have this consciousness, we will not really take the advantage of the situation. I would like to mention, to convey a point, that how we, in our immature state, we took a pure devotee of the Lord for granted because of our maturity. We were about 20 years ago, or maybe more, we were regularly visiting Pune with our congregation devotees. And 3 days of condensed dancing, chanting, feasting, philosophizing, and, you know, with the devotees.
So, in one of the lectures, Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj says, we should keep all devotees on our head. It was a long class. And we should be taking the dust of their feet. So it so happened, the out of Indujanam, in one of the kirtan, that we started lifting the devotees. And 10 devotees will lift one person, then that devotee is put down, and then another 10 devotees will lift. So all devotees were lifting other devotees. Imagine the scene. Till this stage, it was fine, because this was a different setting, different fun time, like that. But can you imagine, we made a partial attempt to lift Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, taking him as one of us, and to lift him. Why we took him for granted? Another thing happened in the same yatra. Maybe the other yatra. A huge cake was prepared for His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj. It was probably 7th December, I do not know, or we were celebrating his birthday on that particular day. The cake was cut by him. One devotee, out of enthusiasm, picked up the piece and tried to put it in his mouth. Why? Because we are conditioned of doing on a birthday that we put the case in the mouth of the person whose birthday it is. Very, very politely, humbly, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj folded his hand, and somehow the matter was there. So again, we took him for granted, as if he is one of us. He was extending himself to give that comfort to all of us, to give Krishna consciousness to us. The story did not end here. The same cake was about 500-600 of us was we all honored the prasad. We enjoyed the feast, was excellent. So somehow or the other, I finished my prasad and I was walking upstairs for resting. And from behind, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj caught my hand and said, "So Rohini Nandan Prabhu, how was the feast?" I said, "Maharaj, excellent feast." And then he asked, "How was the cake?" So I said, "Maharaj, the cake was very, very nice." And what he said, "You know something? They made the cake with such and love and devotion, such a huge size of cake for me. And I am so unfortunate that I did not reciprocate their love for me." For a minute I was silent. What does it mean? It meant, after the cake was cut, it straight went to the prasadam area. And His Holiness did not get even to taste that. What it meant? We took everything for granted. And you know what? While walking up, halfway down, maybe I reached on the first floor and I walked back to find out if the cake was, some cake was left. So, the counter where the cake was left over, hardly anything was there. I picked up that and put it in the dona and brought it on the first floor where Maharaj was resting. And that remnants of the devotees, Maharaj honored with great love and respect. So this is where, why I'm sharing, so that we don't take the great soul for granted. In respect to this, a senior devotee in our congregation, maybe in the same yatra or some other yatra, asked a question to His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj. "Maharaj, familiarity breeds contempt. Familiarity breeds neglect. How should one understand and deal with it? Maharaj was very serious. And he said, yes, you are right. What you are saying is true. But he encouraged. This is dangerous only when you are not careful. If you are conscious about all steps, then familiarity is a boon. Familiarity is a blessing. And it is our ticket to connection to Krishna. And familiarity can breed Krishna consciousness. So it is up to us. Whether we are taking advantage of that association of the devotees, or we are taking devotees for granted. Whether it's dham, or devotees, or holy name, or prasad. So all, acquiring all the knowledge about the personality, dham, holy name, and devotees is what? How do we practice when it comes to our actual day-to-day dealing life? So, if we are careful, then all the mercy is available to us. All the knowledge is available to us. It's up to us that how we apply when it comes to our time. Or otherwise we'll repent. Oh, this garland I was supposed to offer to Srila Prabhupada. And I forget that what I heard in Puri Dham, that advanced devotee. We should not consider that we are advanced, but we should be striving to make advancement. And that is the key to make advancement, that not aspiring recognition. Why not me? Why somebody else? These are not the path for advancement into Krishna consciousness. We are very fortunate that His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, has given us that package that we can visit to the Dham if we cannot live in the Dham. We can visit to the Dham in association of pure devotee to understand the glories of the Dham. Associations of the devotees regularly in our local centers. Value of holy name, Srimad Bhagavatam Katha every day, offering water to Tulsi, reading Srimad Bhagavatam. All these complete package for us to give the purpose of life. So we are grateful to His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada that He has given us all these facilities so that we can get that pure devotional service what Lord Krishna is talking to Uddhava in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam. I thank you all very much for your attention. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Kantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.